Sorry, the Critical Mass has just finished. We're here with another Critical Master. Can you tell us just what went on there this evening and how it's ended?
That was a great ride. Like, it was really good fun, but just coming onto Pier Street, we trapped a couple of people behind us, and they were there for about half an hour, and it just started getting really ugly. And personally, I've seen cars drive straight through Critical Masses, driving over bikes twice, and it's not a good buzz. Like, it's not worth the hassle.
Did that happen this evening?
No, it didn't happen this evening. It was fine this evening.
But there was some sort of accident.
A taxi drove into somebody, all right. So, and the cops weren't being helpful in the slightest. So,
yeah.
But you know, without any sort of organisation, not that there should be any organisation, but I'm not prepared to hang around and see things devolve into fucking cars versus bikes, physical brawl. Like, it's not worth it, in my own opinion. But it was great fun at the same time.
There's a good turnout, and like the turnouts haven't really been the best this year in Ireland, have they?
The turnout was pretty good, alright. Yeah.
And there's other things planned for the rest of the weekend now, is there?
I think there's the Shamrock Spree on tomorrow night. There's a free street party on Saturday, me 2 p.m. at the Spire, and this Greenway Cycle on Sunday, 11 p.m. or 11 a.m. even. Yeah. Meeting in Phoenix Park, is it?
Meeting down the docks.
down
Mayor Square.
Oh well.
Yeah, but it's good anyway. So we finished up here at Dublin Castle, and the cars can go back to their normal pace now.
Yeah.
But it's crazy though when you hear what's done in other countries and cities for car free day, and right. Dublin does nothing.
Absolutely ridiculous. All right, you hear about cities in Italy, Milan, closed down every last Sunday of every month. This sort of thing, that sort of frequency. Anyway, the entire city centre is closed off to private cars. Ireland is a bit of a joke in terms of these things. It's a bit of a joke in terms of a lot of public facilities. But I don't know.
Yeah, but these critical mass be gone on for the last years, but it has it made any impact?
Well, I don't know if it's made any impact. I think it's kind of, I can't say, to be honest, you know.
Well, maybe this will probably be the last critical mass now until the summertime, will
it? Yeah, this is the last one of the year, I think.
So hopefully we can encourage people to come out maybe next summer, people.
Last year there were a few absolutely brilliant ones, and it just depends. If there's enough people turning out, and if it's a nice day, and if the cops are actually in the right frame of mind, i.e. they're out there actually supporting us, instead of just hanging back, waiting for something to happen, not getting involved, then it's absolutely brilliant. Like, it's the best fun you can have on your bike in Dublin, really.
And it demonstrates the way a healthy city can be.
It can be, absolutely. Like, I mean, there's absolutely no trouble from cars. When they do go well, there's no trouble from cars. The thing carries on fine. Everyone has a good time. You know, everyone supports us. People are handing out flyers, pedestrians are giving us shouts and applause and stuff.
Yeah.
It can be fantastic. Like, it just depends on everyone coming out. Like, so.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of Critical Masses. Okay, bye.
Yeah.